This is BBC Radio 4. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 17th of March, 2026. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low 962, expected 125 miles south of southeast Iceland, 970 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. South 6 to gale 8, rain, fog patches later in North Utsira. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in North Utsira. South Utsira, east 40s. Southerly 5 to 7, occasional rain, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. West 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southerly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. South or southwest 4 to 6. Fog patches later in Fisher and German Bight. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Fisher and German Bight. Thames, Dover, White. Southwest, backing southeast later, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, backing southeast later, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Biscay. East or southeast, 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. Trafalgar. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, but in southeast, easterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Fitzroy, Sole. Southwesterly 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 and northwest, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Irish Sea, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Shannon, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale force 9 for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, beg your pardon, and southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale force 9 at first. Sleet or wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by south 6, drizzle, 1.5 miles, 997, now falling. Stornoway. South by west 5, mist, 4 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Lerwick. South 6, rain, 1,800 metres, 994, falling. Wick Automatic. South by west, 4, 12 miles, 995, rising slowly. Aberdeen. South by west, 4, 27 miles, 999, falling slowly. Lucas. Southwest, 4, recent drizzle, 32 miles, 1,001, now rising. Boomer. South 3, 24 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. Bridlington. South 3, 1,010, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest 6, 2 miles, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest 5, 2 miles, 1,019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. southwest by west, 4, 1,018, rising slowly. Jersey, 11 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, 1,018. Scilly automatic, south-southwest, 6, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south-southwest, 4, mist, 2 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Aberporth, south by west, 5, mist, 3 miles, 1,012, falling slowly. Valley, south-southwest, 6, recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1,010, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, south-southwest, 6, 1,010, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west, 5, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1,004, falling. Ronald's Way, south-southwest, 6, mist, 2 miles, 1,007, now falling. Malin Head, south by west, 5, 6 miles, 999, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, south-southwest, 5, 27 miles, 1,002, now rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. Low pressure to the northwest of the United Kingdom maintains a moderate to strong southerly or southwesterly airflow with rain or showers across northern and western areas, with gales at times in the northwest. Towards the southeast, winds will be light or moderate with mainly fair conditions. Winds falling lighter for all areas through Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain at first, then mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, occasional rain, then mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later, occasional rain at first, then mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly later, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest, 3 to 5, backing southeast 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southwest, 4 to 6, backing southeast 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest, 4 to 6, backing southeast 3 or 4 later, occasional drizzle until later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. St. David's Head to Great Ormehead, including St. George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle until later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Great Ormehead to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northwest, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain and drizzle, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Isle of Man. South or southwest, 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in northwest, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for the news at 1am with Chris Berrell. In the meantime, on behalf of Chris Aldridge and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Balaghthi na Féile Pádraic. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Ihawa. Good night.
Hello, coming up on the newsroom with me, Nick Miles. More relentless pressure from Donald Trump on NATO allies to send ships to secure the flow of oil from the Gulf, but they're pushing back.
NATO is a defensive alliance, not an interventionist one, and that is why NATO has absolutely no role to play here.
Also today, after weeks of a US oil embargo on Cuba, a total breakdown of the electricity grid.
It will be two or three days without electricity, and what little we have to eat spoils.
Can't do anything. I eat in the dark, I have breakfast in the dark, always everything in the dark.
Also on the programme, artificial intelligence and its part in a $500 billion global fraud. And
one day when you're not around anymore, your family would have to take care of all that stuff. I don't think that's fair, really.
She brought us the idea of death cleaning. We look at what it is and her legacy. That's all coming up after a bulletin of world news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. Hundreds of people have feared dead in the Afghan capital Kabul after an airstrike blamed on Pakistan hit a drug rehabilitation hospital, setting it on fire. A Taliban spokesman said at least 400 had been killed, but that hasn't been independently verified. Our correspondent in Kabul, Yama Bariz, was at the scene.
Inside the hospital, an entire block has been reduced to rubble. Fires are still burning, and the smoke continues to rise from the site. Hospital officials told BBC that more than 3,000 drug addicts were being treated at the center. They say the number of the casualties could reach into hundreds. Around 8:50 p.m. local time, loud explosions were heard across Kabul. Pakistan has said it targeted military installations. However, the Afghan Health Ministry spokesman told BBC there are no military facilities near the hospital.
More European leaders have